In the report, the CAIC nails down some scientific specifics, like the exact size and classification of the slide.
Because we actually got out there with measuring tapes rather than just using people's estimates.
But what really made the difference was being able to talk with the only person who escaped dying. That was Crested Butte snowboarder Jerome Boulay.
Fortunately, he was very helpful and really spent a lot of time with us, kind of walking through what the group was doing and then what happened during and after the avalanche.
And what did he tell you that you didn't know before?
A lot of times in these reports, we can kind of make some educated guesses about things that happen, but we tend to be pretty careful about speculating because, you know, we're dealing with some very sensitive subjects. And so in this case, you know, really being able to talk to him and have him explain to us what happened, it took away a lot of the speculation and it allowed us to really describe the details with a lot more confidence than we would in some other accidents.
Why is it important having those details? What kind of difference does it make?
Well, I think it really helps other people learn from this experience. There's kind of two main reasons that we do these reports. One is to document, human involvement with this particular natural hazard so that we can do research on, both the types of avalanches that people get involved in and how they get involved in them, and provide, you know, those data to other people. The CAIC keeps the national record of avalanche accidents, and the data set goes back to about 1900. The other reason is, you know, more kind of salient. It really impacts people right away rather than kind of over time, which is really to explain to the best of our ability what happened to people that people know, to around accidents that happened this year, and really hope that people can learn from them. You know, there's going to be people out this next weekend in the same sort of snowpack that these folks were in, and hopefully they'll be able to look at this report and apply some of the information. You know, for all of us, we really want to use this event. It's a tragic event, but really, you know, the only thing that could make it any worse would be for us not to learn from what happened.
You know, I have talked with at least one person after this particular accident who said, A, you can never be too prepared in the backcountry. Do everything you can. But at the same time, you run the risk of dying out there. This particular avalanche was so massive that, and the conditions were so tricky that the outcome perhaps in some ways was unavoidable. And I wonder what you think about that. Sometimes folks seem to imply that these things just happen.
You know, I guess you could say that really about any of the events of our lives, that things do happen. And sometimes, you know, very unfortunate things happen. And sometimes they happen to very good people. You know, from looking at this avalanche, our conclusion was that it was avoidable. And the reasons are that the group read the avalanche advisory and talked about the problem. But then the steps that they took to address the problem really weren't adequate for this type of avalanche. And the reason potentially for that, and we don't really know, is that this type of avalanche, like the person you talked to said, was really large. It's larger than the avalanches that most people come in contact with and that most people prepare for when they're taking, you know, some precautions to mitigate the risk from avalanches. And these gentlemen did take steps to mitigate the risk based on their discussion and what they had talked about. But in this particular case, they just weren't big enough. You know, certainly bad things happen. There's no way to get around that. But I don't know if it really helps us to throw everything bad that happens into that category.